Adam, we got Josh Allen here.
Josh, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Adam. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for joining us. You know, I just mentioned on the, I don't know if you heard it because you were getting the headsets on. It's really amazing. It's hard to believe, you know, and it's similar to the story we've talked about a lot with Carson Wentz, how you got no, correct me if I'm wrong, you got no scholarship offers out of high school, and right. Wyoming was the only school that offered you out of junior college, and now you might be the first pick in the draft. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's been a long road, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, though. It's definitely defined the person that I am today.
Josh, when you come to the Senior Bowl now, obviously you played at Wyoming. Now you come to the Senior Bowl, and you're with all these other great players. I know you just got there in the last 24 hours, but how you feeling? You nervous? You excited? I mean, what's it like now mingling with all these other great players that are going to be high draft picks?
You know, it's really fun. You know, coming from Wyoming, a smaller school, being able to experience, you know, the whole Senior Bowl, you know, ordeal here and get to meet some of the top guys in the nation, it's going to be really fun, man. I'm super excited to go out there and compete and throw to some of the top guys in the nation and, you know, kind of at the same time prove myself and who I am.
Can you believe, Josh, when you just, my partner Adam mentions the fact you didn't have scholarships, you basically had to send huddle videos out to all these coaches across the country, all the FBS schools, and only one reaches out to you, and of course Wyoming does. And then you find yourself, you go there, you have a terrific career, and now here you are being mentioned as the potential number one pick in the draft by Cleveland Browns. Is it surreal to you? Like, has it sunk into you yet, or not really?
I wouldn't say it sunk in quite yet. You know, I reaching back to last year when that mock draft came out with me going number 3 to the Bears, and I had a decision whether to come out or go back to school. At that point, it was really crazy. You know, a lot of people texting to call me and wondering what I was going to do. But you know, going back to school for another year, learning what I did, experiencing what I experienced. You know, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Really has kind of led me to this position right now, and to be talked about, you know, as the first pick, as highly touted as, you know, Mel Kiper Jr., it's super cool. But at the same time, you know, I take that with a grain of salt. I know that these are mock drafts for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a lot of work to do. I'm not the perfect prospect. Let me tell you that. I got a lot to work on, and I'm going to be the first one who admits that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about everything. You know, I definitely have work to do. The thing is, I'm willing to admit that. I'm willing to go to work and fix everything that I need to fix.
You know, last year you mentioned you could have left early and been a first-round draft pick. You go back to school and maybe a little bit of humbling experience this year, too. You had to deal with some injuries and, you know, your numbers actually were down a little bit. Talk about that a little bit. Just sort of, hey, I could have went out. I come back to school. I had to go through some issues, some growing pains and things like that, and yet you're still here.
Yeah, well, you mentioned it. You know, I went back and I grew as a person. I grew as a player. You know, last year I lost a tight end, a receiver, a running back, and a center all to the NFL. So coming into this year, it was definitely an adjustment period. We started two true freshmen on our line. We started two true freshmen at receiver. We started a true freshman at running back. So, I mean, a lot of youth, and, you know, that team's going to be good for a long time. But at the beginning of the year, it was tough. It was definitely you could see the difference, you can feel the difference, and that's where, you know, the leadership ability of myself kind of kicked in. You know, there wasn't a lot of senior leadership on this team this year as opposed to last year. I didn't really have to say much. I just went out there and I did my thing. But this year was different. You know, I had to put everybody on my back and say, listen, guys, we're going to go do this, and we're going to do it right. So the team really bought into what I had to say. I love those guys to death, man. Those are my brothers right there. And, you know, I wouldn't have asked for anything else to happen because, you know, like I said, this truly helped me become the person I am today.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Josh Allen, Wyoming quarterback, potential number one overall pick in the draft. Josh, you know, Baker Mayfield's going to be there with you on the same team at the Senior Bowl. He's also highly touted, could be in the mix for the first overall pick. We know Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold also, other guys being talked about. How much do you pay attention to the other quarterbacks that are being mentioned in the first round of the draft?
Well, I actually live and train with Sam Darnold, so he's kind of an anomaly, but, you know, I'm not really paying too much attention to it, to be honest. You know, I'm focused on what I have to fix, on cleaning up my mechanics and going through what I have to go through to be, you know, the best possible quarterback that I can be throughout this process. You know, I'm waiting for the day in April where, you know, draft time rolls around, I'm finally picked to a team, and I'm going to give everything I have to that team for the next 15 to 20 years, hopefully.
Josh, you talk about the thing you said. You mentioned there the things you need to fix when you look at your game. I guess the biggest criticism probably is the completion percentage at 56%. That's probably been the biggest critique. You got the size, you got the athletic ability, you got the arm strength. You played great in the bowl game. I think that's been the biggest discussion point. Maybe on the negative side has been the completion percentage. Is that the area you're talking about? And what do you make? What do you make of when people criticize that?
You know, my first thought is, you know, stats are for losers, and I'd love to point out the fact that, you know, when I was at Wyoming, we won games, and yeah. I definitely think that's how quarterbacks are judged in the NFL, is by winning or not. I understand, though, that, you know, completing the ball at a higher percentage gives your team a better chance to win. So, like I said, cleaning up my mechanics and making sure that I'm sound and every time I throw the ball on platform is the same exact way, because when I'm throwing with a short front stride, I'm allowing my trunk to follow my hips, and my shoulders coming through, and my, you know, hand is pronating at the right time. You know, I'm going to be as accurate as anybody out there. So it's about finding that fix and sticking to it and continuing to throw it until it becomes muscle memory, where you don't have to think about anything like that and it comes out as natural.
Josh, what do you know about the Cleveland Browns? Do you pay much attention to, I mean, when you're reading the mock drafts and stuff and Mel Kiper says the Browns are going to take you, I'm sure you're getting text message, the Browns are going to draft you and they've had so many quarterbacks. Do you worry about that at all? You're like, you know what, I'm going to be the guy. If they take me, I'll go be the franchise changer.
Yeah, that's exactly the mindset I have. And, you know, I'm a huge competitor and I'm going to win anything that I do. So, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to become a Cleveland Brown, you can expect everything from me. I'm going to give everything because I want to be the guy that, you know, turns around the Cleveland Browns. And you know, I kind of jokingly say it, like, the guy who's able to do that's going to be immortalized in Cleveland forever,
for sure.
And you know, to think about that and to put yourself in that situation and in those shoes, you know, you got to love that as a quarterback. You got to love that as a football player and a competitor, because this is something that, like, really can be set in stone forever if you're the guy that's able to, you know, help turn this Cleveland Browns team around. I know they got the youngest team in the NFL. They got the mm-hmm. most cap space, the most high draft picks, brand new GM who's done a lot of good things in his past. So I think
the homework here.
Oh yeah. You got to know what's going on with every team. You know, I'm not saying if I want to be drafted by a certain team or not, but I definitely think this is a situation in Cleveland where, you know, this is the time where a quarterback can step in and do his job without having to worry about the notions of, you know, this is the place where quarterbacks go to die, because I definitely think there's some good things going on in the Browns organization.
Glad to be joined by Josh Allen, top prospect of Wyoming here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Josh, my partner and I, we were back last week in Cleveland, and we were watching some videos on YouTube, and I pulled up the Colorado State game in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Bull, look at this. This kid, man, 6'5", snow. Can you picture that in Cleveland, Ohio, and the blizzard on Lake Erie? You played in the elements, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I definitely think that playing in Wyoming is going to help me out wherever I go.
Yeah.
You know, you look at all the NFL games in the postseason, they're played in the cold. I don't know why. It's just how it kind of happens. And, you know, if you're not able to throw in the cold, you know, you're out of luck. So being able to experience that and playing all types of different weather is only going to help me in the long run.
Josh, you know, let's go back to the bowl game for a minute, because I think that's, you know, for maybe the average fan where you really stood out, because obviously the average fan in Cleveland is not watching Wyoming play on a regular basis. But in the bowl game, obviously you're on national TV. You had a fantastic game. How were you feeling when that game was, like, going into that game and when it was over? How good were you feeling?
Yeah, I was feeling great. Obviously, I was coming off an AC sprain where I missed two games. You know, I love being on the football field, so when I'm out there, you know, I feel like myself. So getting back out there with my teammates was awesome. Being able to play the way we did was fantastic. And then after the game, you know, that's when I kind of made my decision whether to declare or not. And as soon as I said the words I'm declaring for the 2018 NFL draft, there was just a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, and it really just felt like a surreal moment at the time, because, you know, it seemed so perfect at that time to be named you know, Potato Bowl MVP and being on stage, but right next to my head coach who's helped me out along the way, and being able to say that in front of my teammates going wild. I didn't want to say it, to be honest, but they were chanting, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
So kind of caved into what they wanted, and you know, I definitely think it was a really cool moment for myself.
You know, you mentioned your coach. He not only coached you, he coached Carson Wentz as well, who's off to a great start with his NFL career, and A lot of comparisons have been made between you two guys. I know you had a chance to talk with Carson Wentz. What did what advice did he give you?
You know, coming out or, you know, making the decision last year to come out or go back to school, he just kind of talked to me a little bit on how it was in Philadelphia, and I'm sure it's the same way in Cleveland. You know, it's a town that if you're not ready to play right away, and if you're forced to play right away and you don't play well, it's a town that's going to eat you alive. And yep. He says you're stepping into a locker room with, you know, 30-year-old guys who are looking at you. You're the face of the franchise now, and they expect you to go out there and make plays and help this team win. And if you're not ready, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever the case may be, you know, you could very well be out of the league in 3 to 4 years. And that's not the case that I want. So I decided to come back and learn as much as I could so I can set myself up for as much success as possible in order to play, you know, 15-plus years in the NFL.
We're talking with Josh Allen here at the Senior Bowl. Josh, I'm not sure you know a little bit about the Browns, but the thought is in Cleveland.
Sounds like he knows a lot there, Dustin. He's on top of it over here.
It really does. But, Josh, I mean, the thought is that we talk about this all the time. The Browns most likely this offseason have the number one pick in the draft. They'll pick a quarterback. But they'll also go out and get a veteran quarterback to come in there. We didn't have any veteran quarterbacks on the roster last year. They were all young, first or second year guys, never won games. You're still young. You okay with having a veteran presence there to maybe start the first 10, 12 ball games of the year, maybe the whole year as a rookie for you to learn?
You know, the competitor in me wants to go in and play right away, but realistically, I would welcome that.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the success rate.
It'd help you.
Exactly, exactly. You look at the success rate for quarterbacks that sit for a year or 2 years. It's a lot higher than some of those who play right away. It definitely gives you time to adjust the speed of the game, to learn the offense, to kind of know the ins and outs of the NFL, because their first year is crazy. I mean, we're going to be going from this point on until after the season where it's going to be all football, you know, especially as a rookie. You're involved with, you know, rookie mini camps and stuff that only rookies have to do, and you're getting used to having, you know, money and house, and you're moving to a new place. And if you can take a year and sit and learn and be able to process all that information while having to deal with all this stuff, the next year you get to step in and focus on football, and that'd be really cool.
How much you love football?
I love it. It's my life. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my entire life.
What do you do outside of football?
I golf and play some video games. That's about it. But I mean, when I'm playing video games, I'm playing Madden. You know, it's just something I grew up loving, and I literally went to sleep with the football when I was younger, and this is the only thing I've ever dreamt about, is being an NFL quarterback, and that's it.
I saw a picture with you and Derek Carr. You grew up as a Fresno State fan because it was just down the road. You have a relationship with him at all?
Actually, no. I've never actually really talked to him
in
that manner. We were at a 7-on-7 tournament in Fresno. He was coming back, I think, the year after he was just drafted by the Raiders, so I was able to sneak a pick in there. And in the picture, I'm a little shorter than he was.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Am I a little shorter or am I taller?
What do you think?
I'm a little shorter, but I think standing next to him now, I think, you know, the roles would be reversed and it'd be noticeable.
Oh, so. You're towering over him now.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen. Josh, I don't know if I have this correctly, but was your major in college communications? Is that correct?
It was communication, and then in order to obtain my degree to play in this game, I switched it to social science at the last second. It met all the requirements that I needed, and I knew that this game was something I wanted to play in, so I can come out and, you know, really prove to every NFL personnel that I belonged, and, you know, this isn't hype, this is the real deal. So got that done, and, you know, my mom's happy that I got a degree.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm happy I got a degree, too, don't get me wrong. But this allows me to focus on football now for, you know, the rest of my life.
Josh, I think, you know, when most people, you know, not on the West Coast think of California, we think of L.A. or San Diego or San Francisco or maybe Sacramento or Oakland or something like that. But you come from we don't think of tiny towns in California, but you come from a real small town in California, right?
Yes, sir. Grew up on a farm, and it was a great experience, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I grew up with the same people I went to high school and played, you know, basketball, baseball, and football with, from elementary all the way till our senior years in high school. So everybody knows everybody in the town. You know, I grew up on a farm. My dad, he farms 2,000 acres of row crops, and so cotton, cantaloupe, and wheat, and, you know, helping out on the farm, but at the same time staying busy in every sport that I could. You know, I swam, did gymnastics, karate, football, baseball, soccer, anything that, you know, I could compete in. You know, my parents were very very well, making sure that I had that opportunity to go do.
Josh, it's hard to get good cantaloupe this time of the year. Sorry to cut you off, Doug. It's hard to get good cantaloupe this time of the year. If you get drafted by the Browns, can you bring me some cantaloupe at training camp?
I promise you I'll do that.
I won't hold you to it, but I appreciate
it. What do you guys have on the farm?
Cotton, cantaloupe, and
wheat. Cotton,
cantaloupe,
and wheat. There you go. Okay.
Love cantaloupe.
Hey, Josh, I want to ask you about this week, and we'll get you out of here soon, but just this whole process and, you know, having a chance to go from Wyoming, Mountain West, to now playing the boys from the Big Ten and the SEC and the ACC and, you know, the top players in the entire country. You ready for it? You embracing this competition? Is this something you're, like, juiced up about, this opportunity to really solidify yourself?
Absolutely. And this is why I came here, to come and compete and show I belong. And obviously, thrown with new receivers, you're not sure the timing, so timing routes are going to look ugly on the first day, and you know, I think people really want to see how you react to that. So I know going in this process that it's not going to be perfect, and that I know that I still have a lot to learn, a lot to fix, and coming in here and being able to play for, you know, a quarterback needy team like the Denver Broncos and show them that I can pick up quick on their playbook and all their install stuff is just going to show, you know, the type of quarterback that I am. So in every aspect of, you know, football and off the field, this is the opportunity to come and you know, really show who you are. So I'm super juiced for this.
These practices are intense, man. You ready?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead, Adam.
Josh, we appreciate it. Last thing, Tom Brady just got to the Super Bowl again for the 8th time in his career. I mean, he's old enough to be your dad. I mean, you know, he.
Right.
I mean, you were like, I think you were one when he debuted. Well, not quite, but. You know, I mean, he's 19 years older than you.
Yeah.
Is he one of your idols? If not, who were your quarterback idols growing up?
No, he's definitely the biggest, you know, quarterback influence that I have. Just the way he approaches the game, the mentality that he has. You know, he's given up his life for the game of football. And, you know, as a quarterback who wants to emulate what he's done, you know, production-wise with Super Bowls, you can't help but respect the things that he's done. He's super devoted to this game. It's literally become his life. And, you know, as a young quarterback, he's the perfect role model to look up to. Now, on the field, you know, Aaron Rodgers is also someone who I look up to.
Sure.
The ability that he has, the off-platform throws that he can make is just something that, you know, is video game-like. So I definitely think that I have some qualities that Rodgers has, you know, being able to move and throw on the run like that. And, you know, the mentality that he has of going out there and, you know, Rodgers thinks he's better than everybody, and he damn near might be because, you know, of the things that he can do. But his mindset is fantastic as well. So, you know, those are the two quarterbacks that I really, really want to model myself after.
Those are pretty good models.
Josh, you going to come save this franchise or what? Ready to do it if your name is called in April?
It's a challenge that I would definitely take on. Yeah.
Josh, thanks for
Josh. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.